Rock in 62.7 seconds, give or take.
Now, the KLOS Gig Guide.
It's Mr. Shovel, the host of Check 1-2, the local music show. Here's a look at some of the artists playing in town tonight. Clan of Zymox are at the Echo. Neil Hamburger at the Satellite. Day 2 of Ohana Festival at Doheny State Beach with Lana Del Rey, Cat Power, and more. FYFS continues at Exposition Park with LCD Sound System, Grace Jones, Beach House, Father John Misty, Chelsea Wolf, and many others. For some great local music and a rundown of upcoming events, listen to Check 1-2 tonight at 8 on The Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
This hour of rock is brought to you by M.K. Smith Chevrolet, celebrating 75 years in Chino.
KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Bus.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. JD and the Bush with you another Sunday morning. Man, 1 hour in the books already. This show just flies by.
It goes by too fast.
It does. So a certain person, Keith, if you're listening, I think we need 5 hours. No?
Chris Carter's going to have something to say about that.
Chris is the man. So he can play some Beatles on here, too. We can mix it all together. Beatles and football goes together.
Coming up, our friends David Jeff from San Diego talk about the Chargers woes with Joey Bosa coming up on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California. We're doing Sports on Tap. JD in the Bush, a little bad reputation. I did not have that song played so we could talk about the bad reputation of the Chargers because of our next guest. Did not do that to you guys on purpose. Dave and Jeff, the Dave and Jeff Show for a long time down in San Diego, a number of different places. But now you're on with us here this morning at 95.5 KLOS to talk about the Chargers. Good morning, fellas.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much for having us.
There we are. David, can you guys hear each other and everything?
Yes, I can hear him clearly.
Unfortunately, he says. These guys, this is one of the great sports shows that you'll hear anywhere in America, and I'm glad to get your take on this Joey Bosa thing that's going on, because come on, what's with the Chargers and the drama already, you guys?
Jeff, I'll let you go first.
Well, I'll start. I think the crazy thing is we are 2 hours south of you, and we're about 25 light years away from Los Angeles as a sports city versus San Diego. This town, Jim, can't get out of its own way when it comes to sports. I've said it for years, we're Mayberry by the beach. And it's proven again with the football team that desperately needs a two-thirds vote coming up November the 8th. And they're nickel and diming their number one draft pick over $2.5 million. And it's absolutely ridiculous. That's why a poll came out the other day and said support for the Chargers' new stadium is barely at 25% right now. They need that number to get up to 67% by November the 8th. I don't think anybody, even the most loyal of Charger fans, sees that happening. But sadly, the team has nobody to blame but itself because they continue to shoot themselves in the foot when it comes to PR moves like this.
Yeah, and how much is signing Joey Bosa really going to help out at this point?
Well, I tell you what, at this point, you look at it, and the season's only a few weeks away. I mean, it's not like he's a veteran that's holding out that understands what's happening.
Right.
He's a guy, when he came to, you know, rookie camp, was behind eight ball as it was. He wasn't at the player they thought he was going to be. He struggled to get some of the veterans on that Charger offensive line. And so with so many people want to say he's the next J.J. Watt, maybe he will be good down the road. J.J. Watt only had 5 sacks his rookie year. He's way behind where he needs to be, and right now really might have a tough rookie season if he does sign, even as soon as today.
How did Joey Bosa's career end, guys? Go ahead and recap that for us, his final game.
I think Joey Bosa's going to be good. I don't know what Jeff thinks, but I think it was the right pick at the time, and I think overall Joey Bosa's going to be good. It just might not be in a Charger uniform.
Yeah, he was kicked out after the first quarter against Notre Dame for a cheap shot. So I would bring that up if I'm the Spanos. Well, are you really worth the risk? How do I know you're even going to see the second quarter? Show me something, Joey.
What about the Chargers staying in San Diego? I mean, you're talking about another vote that's coming up. They have said over and over as a community, no, we're not paying for this. If you want another billionaire's playground, you pay for it and make all that money. I mean, are the Chargers, is there any, even a shred, honestly, a shred of a hope that they're staying there?
Well, it should be if people actually look at what's being proposed. And what's being proposed is a new stadium and an expansion of the convention center to save an area of downtown San Diego that is nothing but homeless guys and guys taking a leak in the street. And, Jim, the people that are going to pay for it...
That's me after a Padres game.
...taxpayers are the residents. It's the people that come and visit our city. We have one of the lowest tourist occupancy taxes, the tax you pay when you spend time in a hotel down here, of any place in the country. And that's what the Chargers are saying. They're asking for a 4-cent raise on the dollar. So for every dollar... Currently, 12 you spend, you would spend $1.16. But again, nobody in the city of San Diego would pay a nickel. But our city council has determined that deal makes no sense. What they want to do is put it back at Qualcomm Stadium and leave the taxpayers, local residents like ourselves, who pay some of the highest property taxes in the country, they want us to come up with $350 million. That's why I said we can't get out of our own way. The idea of a tax that the tourists would pay for is going to get voted down, but the tax that we, the city residents, would pay for, people love that.
And ironically, that's the exact same strategy the Raiders are talking about in Las Vegas, is they're just going to raise the room tax because nobody cares. I mean, you come to town and then the room will cost you, what, another 16 cents a day or whatever it is? It's insane. Yeah. That's exactly the way to go about doing it and a way that they could solve the problem. I've never believed that they were staying for a minute once all this L.A. stuff, came to fruition. I thought, this is just a done deal and they're trying to fill as many seats as they can one last time.
Well, they found themselves in a bad situation. If they go up to Los Angeles, the Rams right now seem to be the team that everybody wanted. How many people in Los Angeles are going to say it's worth putting my entertainment dollar towards the San Diego Chargers? Dean Spanos and the Charger family kind of really have a tough decision to make, as really any decision they make doesn't seem like it's going to be the right one. They aren't going to get, it looks like, the stadium they want, number one. Two is, if they go to Los Angeles, where do they rank throughout, L.A. sports team behind the Dodgers, the Lakers, the Rams, the Kings, all the other teams, including – two major college teams in UCLA and USC.
Right.
How popular will the Chargers be?
Dave and Jeff with us from San Diego Radio. It's Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush, 95.5 KLOS. We do it every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock. Hey, we talked about all the stuff going on and how the Chargers have been a train wreck off the field. Let's talk a little bit about on the field. Phillip Rivers, honestly, could be poised for a big year. You got Keenan Allen back. Antonio Gates is trying to go for a big record as well, too. I mean, if there's ever Air Coryell, the sequel, this could be it.
Dave loves them offensively. I look at their defense.
Yeah, like Joey Bosa.
Their defense this year is going to be really interesting. With Brandon Mebane, if you ever get Bosa and Leggett, the development continues to be. I know he's a punchline, but people are paying attention down here to what Manti Te'o has become as a leader on that team. Denzel Perriman, one of the best young cornerbacks in the game, and Jason Verrett. We've said for years that team's always been defined by their offense, but if this defense can find a way to come together and not allow an average of 250 yards on the ground, this may finally be like one of the teams around the league where defense tells the story. The problem is, no matter how good that defense plays or how good that offense plays, I don't see them better than an 8-8 team, and that still keeps them out of the playoffs.
Dave and Jeff, last thing before we let you go, we're talking about Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates, and there is that record out there floating around, Tony Gonzalez's record. Phillip Rivers says he wants to get that thing to Antonio Gates. Is it a matter of just staying healthy?
Yeah, it's a matter for Antonio Gates just to stay healthy. Antonio Gates said this year, look for him to play a lot less, more third down plays, more situations where he's just in the red zone, but he's not going to be that tight end that you've seen before that you can expect to see on the field every single play. He's an older guy at 36, and he wants that record. I think more than anything else, he wants that record. And, of course, playoff Super Bowl, you prefer as well. But he knows those are kind of out of his reach.
I would say for your audience, guys, everybody plays fantasy football. I wouldn't use Antonio Gates as my starting tight end. But I would absolutely grab him for your bench because Phillip Rivers is determined to get him that record this year. And all of a sudden you get a ton of TDs from a tight end you grab in the 10th round.
See, there you go. There's a good tip for your draft today, Bush. Good stuff.
I'm going autopilot. I'm going to be drunk at the pool.
All right, Dave and
Just
Jeff.
Drink for me.
Thanks for the Charger Report. Appreciate it, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Hopefully next time we talk to you, Joey Bosa is in camp and the Chargers are doing their thing.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
All right, fellas. Thanks very much, Dave and Jeff.
I like this defense. I'm like, with Joey Bosa? If Joey Bosa. I don't know, man. If you earn the right to be like that, if you're Joey Bosa, I mean, the Chargers, give him a little bit. Seriously.
That's the way I feel. It's like you haven't played a single snap.
Dude, It's like calling out sick your first day of work.
Thank you, Chris. 95.5 KLOS Rock Southern California doing sports on tap. I think we need to rock out with our Rob out. Right? We got to do that one more time.
Yeah, the Rob's out. Here, take a look at this, Jordan.
No, stop. Come
look
on.
At my Rob. Here it
come
is.
Come on.
It's pointing at you, JD.
It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS from Pyromania, Def Leppard. That's really the one that put him over the top. High and Dry was a great record, but Pyromania is the one that, I don't know, sold about 10 million copies in a couple of months. Thanks to folks over at Kerrang! Magazine for making that happen back in the day. Whoa, there's a blast out of the past, right? JD in the Bush, we do Sports on Tap every Sunday morning from 7 to 9. Coming up, boy, it's been a busy morning. We've talked to Alex Gelhart, who's in Wisconsin, about fantasy football. We went down south San Diego, talked to Dave and Jeff about the atrocity going on with their first-round draft pick. And are the Raiders really going to Las Vegas? Well, we'll talk to the show's resident attorney coming up in just a few. But right now... Oh, no?
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
All right. Can you do it from this microphone?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Here, just get in here. Come on, we have to do it. Yeah. Hang on. It's right here. And it's right there. All right, you ready? Okay, here we go.
Well, I take whatever I want. And baby, I want you. You give me something I need. Now tell me, I got something for you. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I lived there a little bit at the end, but that's okay. Up for grabs, how about this? 4-pack of tickets for the L.A. County Fair. Yeah, and there's going to be some live, some great live acts that you can see. The Grand Funk is playing, Bad Company is playing, bunch of folks. But if you think you could identify that performance by the Bush here just a second ago, you know, just give us a call, 800-955-KLOS. That's the phone number. You dial us up here, and if you can identify title and artist, you know our deal with Rock Out with your Rob. We've got a 4-pack for you. L.A. County Fair tickets starting, I guess, next week and going all the way through almost the entire month of September. So 800-955-KLOS. Call now. See if you can win.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Up for grabs, tickets for the L.A. County Fair, a 4-pack of tickets for the L.A. County Fair. If you can identify this song, title and artist, what's the name of the song, who's the band, Rob, rock out.
Well, I take whatever I want, and baby, I want you. You give me something I need. Now tell me, I got something for you.
Oh, you didn't do a little ad-lib it then. You changed it up.
Aha.
It or sounded, my favorite ad-lib.
You sounded just like Paul Rogers. Oh, I don't want to give it away. You sounded just like him, though. You really did. Just like right, Jordan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Annie in Simi Valley is going to get first crack at this. Annie, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, what's the name of that song that Rob was just rocking out to?
Bad Company, I take whatever I want.
Yeah, sing.
I want you.
Yeah.
You set my knees.
Uh-huh.
That's him. Something for you.
What's the name of that song?
Oh, I'm trying to sing it.
I like her already.
Keep singing. Keep singing. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on.
Right. You're almost there.
Okay. Oh, it sounds like something fun.
It is something fun. Wow.
You win a prize. Hold on right there.
I like her.
Hold on right
okay.
there. You win a prize
yeah.
just for that.
Yeah, JD and I are going to the fair. You can ride with us.
Nice. Let's go.
Big fan. Love Annie.
Tim and Lomita.
So you've had let's that go. A weekly bit. Rock out with your Annie out.
Tim, good morning. Tim, are you there?
Six? Yeah, six.
Let's try it again. Tim, you there?
I'm here.
There's Tim and Lomita. What's up, man?
What's going on? I got to follow that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to do, man.
Dude, come up with the name of the song and you're there.
All right, I'm there. That's Can't Get Enough.
That's Can't Get Enough is exactly right. There you go. Right there. Congratulations. 4-pack of tickets for the L.A. County Fair for you, my friend, where I think you can see Bad Company and Grand Funk and a bunch of other stuff, okay?
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
All right, good. Hold Thank on a you. Second. We'll get you hooked up with those tickets. Annie, you hold on, too, because there's got to be another prize around here. I'm sure there is. We're going to give you for that performance.
What time are we leaving for the fair? She's riding
you
with
know,
us.
Actually, I'm thinking a duet with you two might be good.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, maybe.
There you go. It's only if you like Tall, Dark, and Handsome, Annie.
All right. I'm sure we're in trouble because the show's attorney is on the other line. We'll talk to Drew Sherman next. Yikes.
Well, Tom Petty for you, 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap, JD and the Bush with you. Good morning. Boy, we've covered it all thus far. We've talked about the Cowboys. We've talked some fantasy football for you. And, of course, the Raiders could be moving to Las Vegas closer than you think. Our resident attorney, Drew Sherman, who's going to join us next to talk about that and more. It's Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
It's the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, JD in the Bush. And usually when I see that our attorney is on the line, it usually means that we've probably done something questionable on the air. I don't know. I didn't think we did this time.
Nah, I don't think so.
Actually, just kidding.
And again, you're a much better judge of those things than I am. So,
Drew Sherman, well, if you'd take that stocking cap off. Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group.
Nylon's over my face.
Here in Los Angeles joins us now. Listen, tell the truth here. You're excited about the news that you discovered about the Raiders the other day. He called me up a couple of days ago. Did you see this?
Yeah, no, most definitely. By the way, JD, I call you guys by default, assuming that you're going to say something wrong.
Oh, okay. So it's a preemptive strike.
It hasn't happened. It's probably a better way to go. But yeah, I mean, I saw a story the other day that the Raiders had applied for the trademark for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
And that's what they applied for is what's called an intent to use mark, which means that within a year, I mean, they can get an extension. So what I'm saying is that by 2018, the Raiders at least plan to be playing in Las Vegas, at least selling merchandise that says the Las Vegas Raiders by next year or 2018 at the latest.
Wow. Selling merchandise, but maybe not actually playing. Just another way to make some money like they did with that Hall of Fame game.
Just think how cool this would be.
Let's sell all the food and let's sell the jerseys out, you know, before we ever – oh, wait a minute, we don't play a game. Sorry, you don't get your money back. No refunds.
Well, hopefully there's smart enough people in the organization, and, you know, I'd like to think so, considering I'm a fan, that they're making moves and they're doing things for a reason and not just to do stuff.
Now, Drew, one of the pebbles in their shoe, the Raiders' shoe, is their nemesis, the San Diego Chargers, because the mayor of Las Vegas is longtime good friends with the Spanos family. They've been season ticket holders down in San Diego for a number of years, and they welcome the idea of a competition between the two teams. Do you think there's a chance that San Diego could slide in there?
San Diego Raiders?
No. The San Diego is not going to be competing for Vegas. And honestly, we are talking a politician, and we are talking money. So when push comes to shove, it's going to be the team that has the money that can influence the politicians. And listen, nobody does that better than the Raiders do. I mean, even if it comes to, you know, heavy-handedness, we're still going to influence the politicians and money better.
Yeah, Vegas really liked San Diego and their ownership that much. I'd give them the Joey Bosa money, right, and put this whole thing to bed. God, unbelievable.
Hey, on a couple of other things here, what do you think of the Tony Romo injury? I mean, look, I'm not saying this from a hater standpoint. I'm saying this, that if I were Tony Romo, I would hang him up. I would say, you know what, my back, my bones, too brittle for this game and the violent nature in which we play it, I'd check out. Do you think this guy needs to keep playing?
I mean, you know, this is one of those things where, I mean, from a legal perspective, at what point does it become negligence on the part of the organization? He's getting hurt regularly. I know it's, you know, these guys are gladiators and they make their own decisions and they can choose to do what they want to their body to a certain extent. But at a certain point, where does the organization have to step in and say, you know what, if we let you take another step on that field, you could really injure yourself permanently, and that becomes negligence on our part, and we don't want to take on that liability nor that moral responsibility. So I agree with you there in a sense, you know? I mean, where does the organization have to step in, really?
I would love to see that a couple of years that Tony Romo sues the Cowboys in the NFL for negligence. Because, they rushed him back every single time. In my opinion, every single time. Oh, let's get Tony back out there. Let's get him back out there. He lost 11 straight games without him. Let's get him back out there. It's insane.
Well, listen, I mean, Jerry Jones, he marches to the beat of a different drum, and let me tell you something. You don't think that there's some lawyer out there who's, you know, rubbing his hands together waiting for Tony Romo to stop working and say, I think I could put this together for you. You know, we're a little bit slimy, I'll admit.
Okay, well, thank you. We appreciate that. We weren't going to say you in particular, but, you know, I've always been one of those guys who maybe it's just me not being, you know, very caring and being callous, but I've always sided with ownership. This whole concussion stuff is a bunch of crap to me. You never knew that you can get hurt playing football. You can get hurt driving a race car. You can get hurt boxing, and then you want to turn around and try to blame the sport for it. You want the money. You want the fame. You want the girls. You want the endorsements. You got to put up with it. It's called a risk factor. Why can't we just sign a blanket waiver so these idiots figure it out from day one? Want to practice?
Well, we can't find a blanket waiver because there's lawyers in this world, and some lawyer will try to find a way around it. And then it becomes a business decision. Remember, in law, you know, I deal with this on a regular basis, and I tell my clients this on a regular basis. You've got to make a business decision. It doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong. And I tell every one of my clients this. I say, in the law, ego, revenge, and principle are very, very expensive. And I hope you're okay with that, because at the end of the day, that's all you're going to have. Now, of course, there's one exception to that rule, and that's my ego, my revenge, my principle.
I'm going to let you step off on that note. That's a good one. Drew Sherman, the Adley Law Group here in Los Angeles, thanks for popping in and giving us the Raider update.
No problem, guys. Thanks,
thanks, Drew.
I'll talk to you later.
And he's right. I mean, honestly, I've always thought that what good are contracts, JD? You sign things on paper. And
nothing.
People get
I'm
out of stuff.
Sports.
They do. Pro sports and anywhere. Radio, people leave here, there. This is just, I don't know.
All right. Good showdown at the Ravine coming up later on today. We'll talk about that next as we wrap up Sports on Taps, 95.5 KLOS. You got to talk about that. It's Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California with JD in the Bush. You're a big baseball guy. You love baseball. Your kids are off to play college baseball. But talk about what happened the Angel game.
Yeah, four Tigers tossed by the plate umpire in the loss of the Angels. Didn't agree with the call. And, you know, the way umpires are, I mean, you don't have to be, you don't have to bump them like you used. You don't got to spit on them. Nobody kicks dirt on guys anymore. That was great when they did that. The right.
Earl Weaver
and Billy Martins back in the day. But
what's his name? Lou Piniella used to do that, too.
You can drop an F-bomb on them from 80 feet away, and these guys hear that. You know what I mean? I've seen umpires. There was a game earlier this year, umpire threw a fan out because he didn't like the way that he was being abused, which I thought that was a little thin-skinned. But he had security come down, they stopped the game. It's like, wow. But the four Tigers were tossed by the plate umpire and the loss of the Angels. Didn't agree with things. And see, the Tigers have something to play for. The Angels don't. Tigers are still trying to at least hang in there for a wild card spot. And some good baseball going on out here.
Bryce Harper got tossed yesterday, too, arguing balls and strikes, I guess. But you know what? I mean, you got to be smart about when you do that stuff. You know, he doesn't strike me. I'm not trying to throw too many rocks here, but a couple. He doesn't strike me as the smartest baseball IQ guy.
No,
okay?
He's not.
Because he certainly does not pick his moments well.
Well, there's a rule that says, it's in black and white, do not argue balls and strikes, you're going to be gone.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, do that when you guys aren't shorthanded in extra innings, right?
Correct.
And then you're complaining in the clubhouse about extra innings about it. It's not up to him. It's you've got to keep yourself in the game, dummy.
Yeah, Bryce Harper. And, you know, it's funny because he is such a baseball guy. If you don't know the story with Bryce Harper, he grew up there in Las Vegas.
Yep.
And Bryce Harper said, you know what, I'm going to take my GED a year early. So he graduates a year early by taking his GED, and then he can't get into a regular university with that, so he goes to the community college there just so he could light those kids up and gets drafted. So when his friends are going into his senior year, he bucked the system and trained, and he was able to get drafted number one overall the time before that. And, I mean, he's been great since he was a little kid, but, you know, they say it's about a lot more than talent, man. There's something to be said for what's upstairs between your ears. And, I mean, Yasiel Puig, does that not ring true with Dodger fans? Talented guys, you're going to find out
but
there
you can't
in baseball.
Get through to him.
You can't.
The Nats, 75-54, nice lead over Miami in the East. In the Central, the Cubs have a handy lead over St. Louis.
When's the last time you've seen that? St. Louis
never.
Is always good every year.
Yeah.
And look, they're still good this year. Well, almost 10 games above 500, but you're 14 out because the Cubs are running away.
And then in the West, it's the Dodgers and the Giants like it always is. Dodgers with a current two-game lead on the Giants. Mm-hmm. So Giants, Dodgers, Cubs, Washington. Who else are you going to throw in? Who's the other one you're going to throw in there? Cardinals, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at a wild card spot, if you're looking at a wild card, you'd have to say them, or you'd have to say Miami. Miami's a game back of them, and the Mets. There's something about the Mets I don't trust, though. it really is. Plus, they're having pitching issues right now. So Miami or St. Louis. I mean, is it the lesser of two evils? Big game for the Dodgers today out at Dodger Stadium. I'm telling you, man, I don't like the pitching matchup here. John Lester going for the Cubs against Brock Stewart.
Who?
Yeah, Brock Stewart's 0-2 with an ERA of over 11.
That's what I'm saying about the Dodger
pitching
staff.
That's okay to sneak it by the Braves.
We don't know who's going out on the bump from day to day.
You sneak it by the Braves. You don't sneak it by Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, and the Chicago Cubs. So it is going to be tough. And the Giants are busy playing the Atlanta Braves in that one. And Madison Bumgarner on the hill there.
You know what? And unbelievable. You get an opportunity, you know, to get up a little bit on the Dodgers because they're going to have to put up with the Cubs. And you drop one last night to the Atlanta Braves. Yep. Or what, about 20 games under 500?
The Braves, the Braves are, God, even more than that. I mean, they're jonesing for the number one pick overall in the draft. The Braves, 40
games.
Yeah, it's yeast. and it just shows you how sick.
Hello.
It shows you how cyclical sports is. I mean, didn't the Braves win their division for like 14 years in a row? They were the Patriots. You know, and could only squeeze one World Series out of it. But Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz, remember how we talked about them? There'll never be another pitching trio like it. And now here they are. They can't find ways to get wins. But a lot of it's who you deal out in your farm system.
That's going to do it for JD in the Bush. Coming up next, keep it right here for Chris Carter's Breakfast with the Beatles on 95.5 KLOS.